Chapter 30. The Resurrection of Jesus. The disciples rested on the Sabbath day. The disciples were sad that Jesus, the King of Glory, was lying in the tomb. Night was coming, so soldiers were sent to guard the Savior's resting place. Angels, who could not be seen, stayed close above the sacred spot. The night passed slowly. It was still dark, but the angels knew it was almost time for Jesus to arise. The angels waited with deepest feelings of excitement for the moment of Jesus' resurrection. A mighty angel flew quickly from heaven. The angel's face was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The angel's light swept away the darkness before him. Evil angels had triumphantly said the body of Jesus was theirs. But the brightness and glory of this one angel frightened the evil angels and caused them to flee away. One of the angels who had seen Christ crucified and had watched over his tomb joined the mighty angel from heaven. These two angels flew to Christ's tomb. The earth trembled and shook as they came near. There was a great earthquake. The Roman soldiers were terribly afraid. The soldiers forgot their duty to guard the tomb. They did not think about the disciples stealing Jesus' body. The light of the two angels shone brighter than the sun. The soldiers fell to the ground as dead men. Where now was the power of the soldiers to keep the body of Jesus? One of the angels rolled away the heavy stone from the entrance to the tomb. The angel sat down on the stone. The other angel entered the tomb and removed the cloth that covered Jesus' head. The angel from heaven called out with a voice that caused the earth to shake. The angel said, "Son of God, your Father calls you. Come forth." Death no longer could hold Jesus. Jesus arose from the dead, a triumphant conqueror. In solemn wonder, the angels watched as Jesus came out of the tomb. Those shining angels bowed low, welcoming Jesus with songs of praise and victory. The brightness of the heavenly angels had forced Satan's angels to leave. The evil angels complained to Satan that Jesus had been taken from them by force. Jesus, whom they hated so much, had risen from the dead. Satan and his angels had boasted that the power they had over sinful people had caused Jesus' death. But Satan's plans to keep Jesus in the tomb did not succeed. Jesus came out from the prison house of the grave, a majestic conqueror. At that moment, Satan knew that later he would be the one to die. Satan's kingdom would belong to Jesus. Satan was angry that his efforts to overcome Jesus had failed. Jesus had opened the way of salvation for all people. Everybody who followed Jesus would be saved. The evil angels and Satan met in council. They talked about how they still could work against God's government. Satan told his angels to go to the chief priests and elders. Satan said, "The Roman soldiers who guarded the tomb will tell everyone the news that Jesus has risen. We succeeded in deceiving the priests and rulers by blinding their understanding of Jesus. We made them hate Jesus. We made them believe Jesus was a deceiver. We were the power that encouraged the priests and rulers to murder Jesus." Satan said, "You must trouble those priests and rulers with the thought that soon the people will know Jesus is alive. You must make the priests and rulers afraid that the people will stone them for crucifying an innocent man." The Report of the Roman Guard. When the angels left the tomb, the light and glory went away. The Roman guards raised their heads and looked around. The guards were amazed. They saw that the great stone had been rolled from the entrance of the tomb. Jesus' body was gone. The guards hurried to the city to tell the priests and rulers what they had seen. The leaders listened to the soldier's amazing report and turned pale. Terror filled their hearts. If the report was correct, they were lost. For a time, the leaders sat silent, looking into one another's faces. They did not know what to do or say. The leaders went off by themselves to discuss what should be done. The leaders believed that if the people heard Jesus was alive, they would kill those who had murdered him. Finally, the priests and rulers decided to pay the soldiers to keep their report secret. They offered the soldiers a large amount of money, telling them, "You are to say that his disciples came during the night and stole his body while you were asleep." Matthew 28, verse 13, TEV. The soldiers asked what would be done to them if they said they were sleeping when they should have been guarding the tomb. The Jewish officers promised to ask the governor to protect the soldiers. So, for the sake of money, the soldiers sold their honor and agreed to do what the Jewish leaders asked them to do. The First Fruits of Redemption. When Jesus on the cross cried out, "It is finished," rocks broke into pieces, the earth shook, and some graves opened. When Jesus arose, victorious over death, the earth shook again. The glory of heaven shone around the sacred spot. Many righteous dead whose graves opened when Jesus died obeyed his call to arise from their graves. These people were to be witnesses that Jesus was alive. They came forth from their graves to everlasting, glorified lives. Those who came to life when Jesus arose were chosen from people who had lived holy lives. These people had lived at various times, from the time of creation to the time of Christ. The Jewish leaders were trying to hide the truth that Jesus had been raised to life. But God brought some of his faithful servants from the grave to report that Jesus had been resurrected. They were to tell about Jesus' glory. The people who were resurrected were not the same in size and form. Some people looked more noble than others. I, Ellen White, was told that people had been losing their strength and beauty. Satan has power over disease and death. With each age, the results of the curse and of Satan's power are more clearly seen. The resurrected people who lived in the days of Noah and Abraham appeared more like angels in form and strength. But with the passing of time, people have been growing weaker and getting sick easier. Their lives have been shortened. Satan has been learning how to cause trouble and weaken people. The people who had been resurrected showed themselves to many people. The resurrected people reported that the sacrifice for man was completed. The resurrected people told those they met that Jesus, who had been crucified, had risen from the dead. To prove what they said was true, they said, "We were raised from the dead with Jesus." The resurrected people reported that they rose from the dead by God's power. The lying stories of the soldiers and Jewish leaders had not worked. Satan, his angels, and the chief priests could not hide the fact that Jesus had risen. This holy, resurrected group of people spread the wonderful, joyful news that Jesus was alive. Jesus also showed himself to his sorrowing, heartbroken disciples. The disciples' fears left, and they were filled with joy and gladness. The women at the tomb. On the first day of the week, the women who had helped bury Jesus came to the tomb. The women came early in the morning before it was light. They brought sweet, precious spices to anoint the body of Jesus. The women found that the heavy stone had been rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. The body of Jesus was gone. The women were sad, fearing that Jesus' enemies had taken his body away. Suddenly, the women saw two angels in white clothing whose faces were bright and shining. The angels understood why the women had come. Immediately, the angels said, "He, Jesus, is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. Go quickly, now, and tell his disciples, he has been raised from death, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Matthew 28, verse 6, 7, TEV. With great joy and fear, the women hurried back to the sad disciples. The women told the disciples everything they had seen and heard. The disciples could not believe that Jesus had risen. But after the women had brought the report, two of the disciples ran quickly to the tomb. Jesus was not there. They saw Jesus' clothes, but they could not believe the good news that Jesus had risen. The disciples returned home, wondering about what they had seen and about the report the women had brought them. Do not hold on to me. Mary stayed near the tomb to think about what she had seen. Mary was worried that she might have been deceived. She feared that now she would have new problems. Mary began to cry. She bent down to look into the tomb again. There, she saw two angels in white. One angel sat where the head of Jesus had lain. The other angel sat where Jesus' feet had been. The angels spoke tenderly, asking Mary why she was weeping. Mary answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." John 20, verse 13. When Mary returned from the tomb, she saw Jesus standing near, but she did not recognize him. Jesus spoke to Mary gently. He asked why she was so sad and for whom she was looking. Mary thought Jesus was the gardener and that he might have taken Jesus' body somewhere. Mary begged him to tell her where he had taken Jesus. Then Jesus spoke to Mary in his own heavenly voice, saying, "Mary." She knew that dear voice. Mary quickly answered, "Master." Joyfully, she was about to hug Jesus' feet. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father, my God, and their God." John 20, verse 17. Joyfully, Mary hurried to tell the disciples the good news.
Jesus went quickly up to heaven. Jesus went to hear from his Father's lips that his sacrifice had been accepted. In heaven, Jesus received all power in heaven and on earth. Angels surrounded the Son of God in a cloud of glory as he returned to heaven. The angels asked that the everlasting gates be opened wide so the King of Glory might come in. I, Ellen White, saw that Jesus was with the bright heavenly angels in the presence of God and surrounded by God's glory. But Jesus did not forget his disciples on earth. Jesus received power from his Father so he could return and give power to his disciples. Jesus invited the disciples to touch him because he had gone to heaven and received power from his Father. Doubting Thomas. Thomas was not with the disciples when Jesus first met with them. The disciples told Thomas what had happened, but he would not believe them. Thomas declared he would not believe Jesus was alive unless he could put his fingers in Jesus' nail prints. Thomas also said he would have to put his hand in Jesus' wounded side before he could believe. Thomas showed a lack of faith in the other disciples. If everyone today required this kind of proof, no one would believe in Jesus' resurrection. God wanted the people who would not be able to see Jesus to believe the disciples' report that Jesus had risen. God was not pleased with Thomas's lack of faith. The next time Jesus met with his disciples, Thomas was present. Thomas believed when he saw Jesus. But Thomas had said he would not be satisfied without being able to both feel and see. So Jesus gave Thomas the proof he wanted. Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God!" Jesus said to him, "Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me." John 20, verse 29. The defeat of Jesus' murderers. The news of Jesus' resurrection spread from city to city and from town to town. The Jewish leaders were afraid they might be killed for crucifying Jesus. They tried to hide their hatred for the disciples. The leaders' only hope was to spread their false report far and wide. The people who wanted to believe the lie that Jesus' body had been stolen by the disciples accepted the false report. Pilate trembled when he heard that Jesus had risen. Pilate believed the reports that Jesus was alive. From that hour, Pilate never again had peace. Pilate had delivered Jesus to die to gain worldly honor, to save his authority, and protect his own life. Now Pilate believed that he was guilty not only of the death of an innocent man, but of the death of the Son of God. So Pilate was miserable the rest of his life. Every bright hope, every joyful feeling was crushed. Pilate refused to be comforted. He died a miserable death. 40 days with the disciples. Jesus stayed with his disciples 40 days. The disciples were filled with joy and gladness as Jesus helped them understand more fully the truth about the kingdom of God. Jesus placed a responsibility on them. The disciples were to be witnesses of the things they had seen and heard. They were to tell people about Jesus' sufferings, death, and resurrection. The disciples were to tell how Jesus had made the sacrifice for sin. They were to tell people that everyone who would come to Jesus would find life. Faithfully and gently, Jesus told his disciples that they would be persecuted and troubled. But, he said, they would find comfort in remembering his words and their experiences with him. Jesus reminded the disciples that he had overcome Satan's temptations and gained victory through suffering. Satan could have no more power over Jesus. Now, Satan would bring his temptations more directly upon the disciples. Satan also would do everything he could to tempt all who believe in the name of Jesus. But all Christ's followers could overcome as Jesus had overcome. Jesus gave his disciples power to work miracles. He told the disciples they would be persecuted by wicked men. But from time to time, Jesus would send his angels to deliver them. No person could kill them until their work was completed. Jesus warned the disciples that they might be required to die because of their witness for him. Jesus' anxious followers gladly listened to his teachings. The followers were blessed by every word that came from Jesus' holy lips. Now the followers knew for sure that he was the Savior of the world. Jesus' words sank deep into their hearts. They were sad that they must soon be separated from him. They would not hear his comforting, tender words. Jesus told them he would go and prepare homes in heaven for them. He would come again and take them where they might always be with him. Again, their hearts were happy with love and great joy. Jesus also promised to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to guide them into all truth. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Luke 24, verse 50.